Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, this part of the week is where we hand direction of the show over to you, the audience, and ask you to tell us about your hidden gems of Cape Town. Whichever part of the city you live in, whatever your secret find may be, we want you to keep it secret no longer. Tell us about it, whether it is a small business you like to support, perhaps it's the tiny local restaurant that makes wonderful food. Maybe it's something less tangible, a hiking trail, a beautiful park that you think more people should be aware of. We don't set too many criteria other than you need to tell us what is special about your fabulous find. And the way to do that is one of two ways. You can either send an SMS to 31567 and give us a bit of info, or send an email to me on pippah@capetalk.co.za, and that's Pippa with three P's, P-I-P-P-A, pippah@capetalk.co.za, and just put the words hidden gem or fabulous find somewhere in the subject of that message, and we could be calling you to share the good news with the rest of our audience. And it's quite appropriate that I've just read a message that referenced the drought, because water saving is in fact one of the key themes of today's fabulous find. We know Cape Talkers have been doing a lot to try and do their bit to save water, and this week's find came from our listener Mariette, who emailed me to say the following. Hi Pippa, with our water restrictions, I'd like to alert you to some of the products in the Naturally Good range. The company has been manufacturing environmentally friendly personal hygiene and household cleaning products for many years now. I have been a committed supporter since the beginning and still use some of their products today. And Mariette, our nominator, is on the line with me now to tell us a bit more. Mariette, welcome to the show and thank you so much for tipping us off. Good afternoon.
Hello, Pippa. Oh, it's a pleasure to be talking about Glenda's products. I'm not quite sure where you want me to start, because she will give you a little bit of the history, I imagine, and what the company's ethos really is.
She will, but perhaps you could tell me how you discovered Naturally Good in the first place.
So Glenda and I go back 40 years, and we lost touch, as having babies will do. Mm-hmm. And reconnected when the two of us became involved in the Anglican Diocese environmentally friendly initiative. Mm-hmm. We reconnected there, and at the time already in 2009, I think Glenda's company was already up and running.
Okay, and tell us which of her products you have been making use of in the years since then.
Well, I use all of her cleaning products. This is household cleaning products. And there's a vast range of them. So a hot shot favorite amongst my friends is one that she calls Grease-Go, which is amazing for cleaning things like really greasy baking trays and garage floors and all that kind of stuff. And to think these products are environmentally friendly, so harsh as your cleaning duty is, the products won't harm the environment. And then I use her washing powder. That also, amongst my friends, is a hot shot favorite. And I have to say, I catch my rinse water in a big tub. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't suit me to use that immediately, I can happily leave that water in this tub with a lid on for 3 days, and it won't have gone smelly or anything.
Gosh.
And it's perfectly safe to use on plants indoors and outdoors. So, I mean, you can use her products without a conscience.
Well, Mariette, thank you so much for tipping us off about Naturally Good. You're welcome to stay on the line and listen to the interview as it continues with Glenda Peters, who's the co-owner of the business and joins me in studio. Glenda, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in. And she's come in bearing boxes full of interesting looking products that she's going to tell us about. But first, please tell us the story of how Naturally Good all began.
Thank you, Pippa, and thank you so much, Mariette. I'm deeply grateful for introducing me to you, mm-hmm. Pippa. It all started, almost 10 years ago. I was always involved in the environment. I was a school teacher, by the way, and we had an eco club. So after, you know, when you turn 40, you want to change. Mm-hmm. What else is there to do? And then I left teaching. And my nephew, who is a qualified a chemist, he was really concerned about harmful chemicals in ordinary cleaning products, and he thought, okay, let's research and develop. And then he came up with a lovely range of natural products. We were blown away with it, and we'd love it. And then we said, Paul, can we can we market the thing? So he said, yes, of course. His passion is research and development. Mm-hmm. So it's so nice when young people find their passion in life, you know. And then we thought, well, we've always been involved with the environment. Let's make this a springboard for people to become more conscious about the environment and their health. Mm-hmm. Because if you read ingredients and things, it's really scary out there. And so we came up with a cost-effective, safe cleaning products.
What sort of ingredients, I mean, without asking you to give away your recipes, obviously, what are your products based on and made from?
Okay, we have a natural range, and it's made of all plant ingredient. These are EcoCert certified ingredients, and that's in the natural range. Then we have another range because, look, the industry, they are using quite a lot of drastic type of cleaning products, but they are also very conscious about price. So we came up with the Eco range. Mm-hmm. And this range is part natural ingredient, plant-based, and plant and part non-plant, but they're all biodegradable, and the prices can suit the range, you know, and their budgets. So that is why we came up with two ranges to satisfy both markets there.
Okay. Now, specifically, the reason Mariette tipped us off about your range, besides the fact that she obviously loves it herself, is the water saving potential, because these are products that are not only designed to be kinder to the environment, but are also designed to cut down the amount of water that you're using. You've got a whole different range of products in front of you. Why don't you talk me through some of the water saving products in particular?
Yes, we have a few water saving products, and we're actually doing a pilot project with Sunnyside Primary. Mm-hmm. It's a school we are taught before, and so they're doing because we want to prove that they can save at least 20,000 liters per week.
Wow.
And so I did a bit of research, and we've started with them. So one of it is the waterless sanitizer.
Okay.
So they put up, we supplied them with dispensers and with the eco sanitizer. The ethanol is from plant-based.
Okay.
So and it's natural lemongrass and glycerin, which doesn't dry your hands out. Mm. So it's a lovely product. And so we started with the hand sanitizers. So now instead of washing your hands, they would use that in the bathrooms. Then we're starting with the EnviroFresh enzyme. And this they use in the loos. So we made it a nice, fun presentation with them, where we teach them about, you know, when it's yellow, let it mellow. Mm-hmm. So now we've got the spray to take the smell away. So we made little rhymes, and we had actually great fun. It was great fun to be back at my old school again. And the kids loved it because, you know, when we tell them about the, you know, when it's number one, when it's yellow, and then they would go, ooh, but I said, but we've got a spray to take the smell away. Then it's like, yay. They get it.
Yeah.
The young people get it. It's the older people, they're still thinking about, oh gosh, you know, what about, you know,
is it hygienic and what if it smells and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know about flushing the toilets. It's only when I realized, you see, I use my grey water in the cistern. Mm-hmm. And I'm pouring and pouring the water in the cistern, and I think, oh my gosh, 9 liters. I mean, actually 8, because I've got a brick in there too.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now I discovered, okay, if I put 6 liters or 7, then it's actually okay. It can flush. So, but even that, it's a lot. It's a lot of water. So now we're trying to figure out a way how we're going to work it in the schools. And we've come up with a nice project. I mean, a nice solution. We're always solution seekers. And this is what I found on Water Shedding Cape Town.
Oh, it's a great, great group, isn't it?
Absolute
haven of information.
Yeah. Yes. And with Danielle Cuff, I was chatting with her and so on. And so we decided, okay, instead of the kids putting the loo paper in the toilet, we're going to have paper bags. I'm going to put it in there. And now I'm talking to Samparella. They're a group of people that start organic farms in schools, mm-hmm, in Athlone. And I just spoke to Roger, and he's so excited. He said, Glenda, that paper, you know, urea is good for the composting. And I want to encourage them to use a loo paper that we actually do supply, that's made of sugar cane.
So then and the paper is biodegradable.
Exactly. Okay. And there's no chlorine in it. So that would, so now we're going to, so there's always things happening, and that's what makes life so exciting with Naturally Good. Mm. You know?
I've got a listener on the line who has a question for you, who's looking for, I think, an environmentally friendly alternative to something she's using in her kitchen. Julie in the City Bowl. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. I've been on this thing for a while, and I haven't been able to get anybody to take it and ask about it. But the Sunlight dishwasher that we all use is listed. The ingredients listed. First of all, the ingredients are pasted on the front of the bottle, and you have to look through the green to see them.
Yeah.
When you look at the list, it says, this is what it says. It says, amongst other things, and then it lists two ingredients. That makes me very suspicious about what's in the in the product. I mean, that surely can't A, be legal, and it does worry me that they won't list everything else, but listing it as amongst other things.
That is interesting. That sounds like a question I think we need to pose to Wendy Nola rather than to Glenda. But maybe Glenda can comment on whether she's got an alternative to the regular dishwashing liquids that we buy in the supermarket. Do you have such a product in the range, Glenda?
Yes, we do. We have a natural dishwash liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, and in this particular product, we do have sodium lauryl sulfate, which kind of people raise eyebrows with that. But according to our chemist, our sodium lauryl sulfate, that is sourced by an EcoCert. And so if you go to loads of overseas and that, you'll see that they have it, but the EcoCert one. But I said, you know, Paul, people are going to ask me, Glenda, sodium lauryl, you know, because they read up on the internet. And he says, no, it's totally safe. But then we do have a sulfate-free one.
Okay.
So now we can satisfy people that, you know, we do have a sulfate-free a product as well.
There we go, Julie. So that might be a solution for you. I will ask Wendy the question about whether it's legal for Sunlight Liquids to list their ingredients or rather not list them in the way you've described. I'd never noticed that myself. So thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Thanks, Papa. Thanks. Very excited about this product.
Great. Julie in the City Bowl. Sounds like you've got a new customer coming your way, Glenda. Okay, so we've talked about the dishwashing stuff. You've talked about the spray that goes into the loo. You've talked about the hand sanitizer that takes away the need for water in the bathrooms. What else is being used in the waterless range?
Okay, we also have a nano waterless car wash and wax.
Mm-hmm.
And these products are actually great for corporate gifts. It's nice to give a gift with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And on every water saving product, we have a nice big bold statement there, save our water.
Yeah.
And we also have a little 50 ml hand sanitizer that goes into your bag. And this is so useful when you travel, or at home or on the go. And we can actually brand a company's name on this. And now the reason why we did this is with the schools, like the school in Athlone, Sunnyside Primary, they're going to buy a box and a box of hand sanitizer, and we're going to teach them entrepreneurial skills, because we always feel that we like the profit sharing bit in our company. Mm-hmm. Like people say, Glenda, but you're not going to get rich. I said, it's not the thing. We want everybody to go green and everybody to just to be conscious. So they are going to buy a box. It's called Business in a Box. This is Charlene, my partner. It was her idea. It's her baby. So she's very excited about it. So they buy a box and we show them how to refill the bottle. They put the school's name on the label, and it's a nice, product to sell. So now they sell it and they make more money than we, by the way. And the profits can go towards buying more eco sanitizers for their bathrooms, and especially if that's not part of their budget, you know, because, you know, the budgets are always cut. And so they can buy from the profits, they can buy more sanitizer and the EnviroFresh enzyme and go greener. And maybe some of the money can go to the gardens and to starting
where it's needed.
Eco.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I know you're also big on promoting recycling of the containers your products come in. Glenda, tell us more.
We designed this box And by the way, all our suppliers are South African. We manufacture in Cape Town. Our boxes are made by small businesses. We are a promoter of small businesses. Mm-hmm. So Melvin of Boxes for All, he makes this. He's in retreat. He made this box for us. It is made of cardboard. We have our printers here in Cape Town, all small businesses. The bottle is made in Cape Town. So that is really important. So now people buy the Kickstart box, which has five products in it, everything that you need, from the bathroom cleaner that has a beautiful, fresh bathroom, eucalyptus, a natural eucalyptus fragrance, to an all-purpose, which has citrus in it that breaks the grease, to the natural dishwash, and a fantastic washing powder. Now they use it because people want to first try and use small things. Mm-hmm. So these 500 ml products, they buy the box, and once they like it, then they buy the 5 liters. Now they refill, reuse, recycle. That has always been our mantra. So they don't have to throw anything in the bin.
You can reuse all that packaging.
Exactly.
Okay.
If the trigger wears out, they just get another trigger. But this bottle will be there for a long time.
Sturdy-looking bottles, yeah. Before we run out of time, Glenda, let's get a sense of the cost of these products, because the costs you were showing me of the products earlier, I couldn't believe were very reasonably priced compared to what we know you sometimes pay for organic and natural products.
Natural products,
for example, the hand sanitizer, how much is a bottle of that? And
this
what's
is
the,
a 250 ml.
Yeah.
A 250 ml, and this is 49 rands. And this will last for a long time, because that's part of the value. You see, we have people buying from Langa to Constantia. Mm-hmm. They find the value in the product because it lasts longer and it's concentrated. We've got the car wash, the nano waterless car wash and wax, mm-hmm. with a little microfiber cloth, and this is 65 rands.
For a half a litre of the car wash in the trigger bottle.
And you can wash about 4 cars. I've got a little Taz, I can wash 4 cars, and I can wash my car in about 10 minutes. Cleans windows and the vinyl as well.
We're going to have a washing the studio for us any minute now. Glenda Peters, I'd like to thank you for coming in today, the owner, co-owner, I should say, of Naturally Good. And thank you to Mariette, who nominated her as a fabulous find. The website for visiting to visit to view the products and find out more about the range is www.naturallygood.co.za. Glenda, lovely to meet you. Thanks for popping in today.
Thank you so much. It's been a blessing to be here.